Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
My name's Joel, it's all you're tuned to I Am, and let's see what's happening on the tech side of things. We all know it was Apple's big event not too long ago, and they had a sneak peek for the Apple Vision Pro, which is their AR goggles, right? Their augmented reality goggles. Now, they look... Well, I need to put this honestly. They look ridiculous. I just think they absolutely look ridiculous. But apparently it will be more streamlined. It still won't be affordable, if we can be honest with one another. But the functionality is cool. One of the things that they've got is got multi-user use. So the idea behind this is that I can sit at my home office. You can sit in your home office. We have a virtual office, and we can see one another all in those virtual offices. Sounds cool, but yeah, a bit too weird for my taste. Second thing that's also quite cool is ChatGPT. We all use ChatGPT. If you don't, start using it immediately. ChatGPT has got a new version. It's 4.0. It's the new version. I had a sneak peek with it, personally. It was a surreal experience. It was a lot more involved with emotions and reasoning than logical thinking. It asked me how I felt. Why do I feel that way? When it gave me certain answers. As I said earlier on, total surreal experience, but enjoyable experience nonetheless. But now what's happening is when ChatGPT started, it was mainly text-based AI. Right, so you can type a question, it can answer with a question. Then they started incorporating visuals. So it said, I can create you an image. Now get this, we are heading into an area in which ChatGPT with 4.0, or 4.0, I think it's called 4.0, if I'm not mistaken, can see and listen to what's happening. What does that mean? Open up a camera, get ChatGPT, say, where am I? And this thing will find you. This thing will find where you are and what you're seeing. They've started incorporating it into glasses now. So you're wearing like electrical spectacles. And you can tell it like, listen, just tell me, I'm standing in front of a bookshelf. Just highlight the book with the title, whatever. And it will highlight the book with the title. You can see. Second thing is you can be actually on a conversation, a telephone conversation. Open up ChatGPT and say, please take down the notes or the main points of this conversation that I'm currently having. Ridiculous. Very, very ridiculous. The last thing is something that I want to share with you, and I actually don't know how I feel about it. It's very futuristic, but it's interesting. So developers and inventors in South Korea found this ink that they can put on, that they can tattoo onto you. But apparently it's movable and it will move itself. So how it works is they will tattoo you, or they will be able to tattoo your arm. Then it will be a smart tattoo. That tattoo will then determine your health, your blood pressure, your heart rate, and the time and date. And it will be able, this is the freaky part, to show it to you on your arm. So the tattoo will actually move. It will be no longer wearable tech. It will actually be injectable tech, right? So the tattoo ink will move underneath your skin in order for you to actually see where you're at and what it is that your health is doing and the date and time. Apparently, it will be available commercially in the next 2 to 3 years. So we might be starting to see people with movable tattoos. To a certain degree, I can think it can be cool, because then it will mean that you can get it. Imagine you can get a tattoo. Now, I don't know, you need to open up or think theologically how you feel about it, but you can get a tattoo and then export it, or get a tattoo design or done, and then you go up to your smartphone and export a new tattoo with the ink that you have, and that tattoo will then move to the new tattoo. That might be cool, to be honest. That might be cool. In other words, they won't be that permanent anymore. But still, your decision, we need to figure this out. Exciting tech stuff happening. Exciting times we're heading in.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.